Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, and that is mainly what we'll be doing here. But that may change over time. Now let's get into what we'll be reading today. If you happen to have the book we are reading, feel free to go grab it and read along. Are we ready? So, your new book from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is Gwendolyn's Pet Garden. You have a cousin named Gwendolyn.
Yeah, but I don't care to go home to her house.
She lives kind of far away, but we'll make some plans to go see her this summer, okay? What did I ask you not to pull on mommy stuff?
Sorry.
Thank you. Oh, this is by Anne or Annie. I don't know if that's Anne or Annie. Renald. Illustrated by Ration. I'm not even going to try that last name.
Playing.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have another spoon of soup. Okay, now are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you see the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn Newberry Fritz wanted a pet. More than polka dot rain boots, more than a telescope, more than anything. Oh, she got polka dot rain boots. You got sun rain boots. Your rain boots have a sun and a rainbow on them.
She got polka dots.
Yep, hers got polka dots.
Yeah, mine
got. And she got a backpack. You have a backpack too. And a teddy bear. You got a teddy bear too.
Back.
You do. You have a pink one with wings on it.
Oh, no, no. I got the singing one.
Oh, yes.
Why the singing one?
I don't know. Can we continue the story?
Yeah.
Gwendolyn grouched and pouted, pestered and pleaded, argued and bartered. But Gwendolyn's parents simply would not budge. Certainly not for a pet with two legs.
What?
Can I have a cockatoo?
No.
Do you know what a cockatoo is?
No.
It's a bird. Ah! Can I have a toucan?
No.
Do you know what a toucan is?
Yeah.
What is a toucan?
A toucan, like.
But what is it? What animal is a toucan?
A bird.
You're right. Can I have a macaw?
What's a macaw?
A macaw is also a bird. They're different kinds of birds. We'll look them up after the story. Okay. Mm-hmm. Birds throw feathery fits, said father.
What?
So this is Gwendolyn. That's her father and her mother. And she must have a baby brother, maybe? They look like they are at the park or the zoo. Let's see.
Daddy.
Let's keep reading. Under no circumstances for a pet with four legs.
No.
Can I have a gerbil?
What?
Do you see a gerbil?
That?
Nope.
Gerbil?
Nope. Gerbil? This is a gerbil.
Oh, that's a gerbil.
Can I have a hedgehog?
They're too spiky.
Right.
What's a hedgehog?
I do not see a hedgehog on this page.
What's that?
That's a cat. Can I have a chinchilla?
What's a chinchilla?
It's another animal. We will look up all of these animals.
Is that a chinchilla?
It might be. I'm not sure. But we'll look them all up after the story.
Mommy, what does this say?
Cat. C-A-T.
So I'm wrong. That is not a chinchilla.
You're right. It's a cat.
Can I have a chinchilla?
Fur makes my nose sneeze, said mother.
Fur makes your nose sneeze?
And never in a million years for a pet with 8 or 10 legs. Can I have a tarantula?
What is a tarantula?
It's a spider.
Oh.
Can I have a lobster?
A lobster?
Can I have a crab?
That's a lobster?
Yes. Can I have a crab?
Can
I have a shrimp?
That's a that's what is a shrimp?
That's a crab. Let's see. I don't see the shrimp. That's a shrimp. Or that might be a fish. I don't know.
It's a shrimp.
Anyway, spiders give me nightmares, said father. Shellfish give me hives, said mother.
And does spider give her nightmares?
The mommy. It gives the mommy nightmares.
Oh!
I want a pet to keep me company, said Gwendolyn. You have us, said her parents. I want a pet to teach it tricks, said Gwendolyn. Your little brother fetches and rolls over, said her parents.
Her little brother?
So she has a little brother.
Oh.
I want a pet to care for, said Gwendolyn. Well, cover your mouth. Well, said her parents. You can take care of this. It's a box of dirt, said Gwendolyn. It's a bed of soil, said her parents. It smells of swamp, said Gwendolyn.
It smells of swamp?
It smells of possibilities, said her parents.
What?
So Gwendolyn started digging, but all she found was more dirt, a dead beetle, and a peculiar piece of root.
A dead beetle?
Are you growing frustrated? Asked her parents. I'm sprouting an idea, said Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn went to the library and borrowed the Great Book of Gardening. She became savvy about soil, seeds, sunlight, and shade. And when Gwendolyn had read all she could, she borrowed seeds from the seed lending library. She even offered to trade them for her marbles and seashell collection. But the librarian said the seeds were free. Gwendolyn made rows of little holes in the soil and sprinkled them with marigold seeds, basil and fennel seeds, and finally, zucchini seeds.
Zucchini seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Then she filled the holes up, giving each one a pat of encouragement and a splash of water. She crossed her fingers and toes and whispered, please grow. Please grow.
Please grow.
Have another spoon of soup, please. It's just a worm.
I'm scared of one.
Here. Some days the soil needed more watering. Other days it soaked up the sun. And every day Gwendolyn talked to it. Did you know Pickle, our neighbor's dog, has pets?
Papa.
He has fleas. But nothing happened. Look, she on her rain boots, her raincoat. It's a snail out there.
What?
And it's a worm out there.
See, I told you it was a worm.
Are you listening?
Yes.
And when Pickle tried to bury his bone in the soil, Gwendolyn told him to bury it in his own backyard. But still, nothing happened. Thank you very much. Until the day the soil did a trick. It pushed up two tiny leaves that slowly unfolded and turned their faces to the sun. Oh, Gwendolyn's so happy. Look at her. Then the soil did more tricks. More leaves peeked out, sniffed the air, and stretched upwards on thin stems.
Ma.
Yes.
What day?
I don't know. That could be a squirrel, maybe?
Maybe that's her friend.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Might be. The stems budded. The buds bloomed. Vines and tendrils like hairs of wild beasts inched along the soil. And delicate shoots of fennel and basil scented the air with a peppery, licorice perfume. Oh, she put a sign up, Gwendolyn's Garden.
Oh, she did.
Look at her mom and dad are outside. They are so proud.
And her brother.
And her brother's on the table.
I'm gonna cry.
Gwendolyn, are you listening? Gwendolyn named the plants. Good morning, Gertrude. Good morning, Boris. Good morning, Mortimer. Hey, Mortimer's on Mickey Mouse. Good morning, Cordelia.
We don't have Cordelia on Mickey Mouse.
Cordelia, no.
Yeah.
She studied them daily, measuring each one as a group.
It's a bee! I'm
recorded,
a bee!
And recorded the changes in her notebook. Bees help things grow, plants and flowers. Oh, look! The bed of soil was now carpeted with fiery marigolds, blossoming zucchinis, and herbs that shimmied in the wind. It fluttered with butterflies and bees and sang with the chirps of cicadas and crickets.
What?
It did not have two legs, four legs, or any legs at all.
I have four legs on nothing.
It's four legs on the table. You are correct. But it was alive, and Gwendolyn could talk to it, care for it, and watch it grow. Look, she has some butterflies in her garden, too.
And more butterflies. We don't have that.
We do sometimes. And that's the end. These are instructions for growing your pet garden.
Mom?
Yes. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.